Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. Well, today we're going to title our message, The Avenue of Oaks. The Avenue of Oaks. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He's like a tree planted by the water, that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green. It is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." That's a quite a passage there, isn't it? And it's talking about people that are old, and yet they still bear fruit. And, you know, people don't believe that these days. They believe that when everything's dried up and life is dried up, that there's nothing you can do for God. You hear it said time and time again, as if it were some new revelation. Either people say that, you know, children are our future, or that children are our right now. Well, I want to dispel those notions right here and now. Children are not our future, and they are not our right now. That's what I said, and I'm going to prove it today. That the old folks are the right now, and they will be the right now in the future as well. Now, how and why can I say that? Well, I want you to think about it. By the time children become our future, they won't be children. They'll be older. When we wise up and discover that the future of the church is in its old people, not its young people, we'll really have discovered something. You see, young people will be growing older just like the rest of us. And hopefully the emphasis is on the growing, not the older, but the wiser. Yes, we need the young people for many things, but what we need is for them to start young and grow old with God. So yes, let's get them in while they're young, but let's grow them up so they can be old and mature as well. You see, that's what I'm talking about, is giving people something to look forward to. And if we think we're going to, you know, peek out when we're at the beginning and then we, you know, fall down when we're old and all that, we're not really looking at it spiritually correctly. See, the way for us to do it right is to get them in when they're young. But the way to do that is to show them that there's hope for when they're old. You see, I want a church full of old saints, a community of spiritual sages, wise old oaks who burn on a low simmer, but whose kindling embers are real fuel for the younger set, giving them something to look forward to. I mean, it's an amazing thing when we take people to the nursing home like we do every Sunday, and the younger people can see some of the older people, and they're thinking, wow, there's not much life there. They're, you know, it's dark, and I don't want to do this, and it can be intimidating. But when they can see that these old people really still have fire for God, they'll sing the old songs. They want to wheel down there and listen to a message about God and be with people of like precious faith. It tells them something. It tells them that there's more to life than just energy and activity, but that living for Jesus can happen and even increase even while your physical life seems to decrease. Paul said that outwardly our bodies are dying more and more every day, but inwardly we're being renewed day by day. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We need to give the younger set something to look forward to. We think young people are more important because they have more life to live. But actually, they need old people. Old people, in a sense, are more important because they have more life to give. They have a lifetime of living with Jesus. And all those young folks, well, they're coming that way too. We're all growing older. Even if we die young, the day we die will be a day older than the day before. Think about that. We better be looking and longing for continued growth. Otherwise, we'll just be so miserable as we get older. And I'm not saying that having physical aches and pains and having to be on medication, having to have other people look toward you and help you and all that, just like Jesus said, Peter, you're going to have people drag you to where, you know, you don't even want to go. And so it can be real tough. There's no doubt about that. But if you have the right perspective, then as good as it can be, that's as good as it will be. And we need to just stop trying to say everything's about youth. Why do you think you have so many people that are 50 and 60 and 70 and they're getting plastic surgery or a tattoo or changing their hair or whatever they might be doing? I'm not saying any of those things are necessarily bad, but people are having a midlife, extended life crisis. They're fearing death, and they fear that they'll be unuseful. They can't be useful if they're old, but we need to tell people in the church that the Avenue of Oaks, these old people can really teach us some things spiritually. They have a lifetime with God. Spiritual life isn't meant to be an early peak and then a slow fade out. That's a flawed concept in the kingdom of God. It's not the kingdom of God. That's just our flesh saying that because it's dying out. But our spiritual man could be stronger every day and really gives people something to look forward to and help people that are suffering, saying we can still be close and even closer to God. It's not our physical or mental strength that gives the gospel its power, but God and the relationship with Him is the demonstration of that power. Why would it end backwards unless we're backsliding? And you mean to tell me that all older people are on a downward slide spiritually just because they are physically? Think about what you're thinking with that type of nonsense. In a sense, old oaks matter more, at least as much as we all do, but they matter more than they did, not less, because they've grown more with God over time. In the ideal situation, that's the way it should be. They may be able to do physically less, but the relationship ideally had ought to be more spiritual. Spiritually, they can do more in prayer and all that, and they have time for it, and they can mentor, or just being a witness by being alive, being in a wheelchair and being in chronic pain, yet still saying, "Praise the Lord," or you can tell it in their heart, you can see it in their eyes. The old oaks can take the heat, like it says in the verses in Jeremiah. They can bear through a dry season, and they can bear fruit even when others don't. You know, Habakkuk says, "I'll rejoice in the Lord, in the God of my salvation, even if there's no grapes on the vine, and there's no cattle in the, you know, horses in the stall, and all of that, sheep in the pen, yet I'll rejoice in the Lord," and joy is fruit of the Spirit, being fruitful, even when everything else is drying up. And old people know how to do that if they've been with God. If you grow old with God, you can count on abundant fruit, even as the seasons of your life change. It's just different kind of fruit. And it's mature, ripe, good fruit. You don't respect the hope of the elders. You don't respect the hope for yourself. Think about that. You're saying, "Oh, I better get it all done now because there's no hope for me in the future." Now, that doesn't mean you don't seize the day and do what you can with the strength that you have. But I'm saying there's something to look forward to as you grow older. You know, we need to think that way because that's the way you and I and all of us are headed. Isn't that the truth? Again, even if we die young, we'll die older than we were before we did. It's no wonder so many people want to delay the onset of aging. They don't have anything to look forward to. People see it all as if, you know, youth and vigor is all that matters. As if only youthful vigor means useful vitality. But I've known older saints, men and women, that, you know, more than twice as old as I am, and I'm getting up there now. Three times when I was younger, they wouldn't be three times older than me now, couldn't be. But they're mature, and they teach me things without even having to really say much, because we see what's important to them, even when the rest of life is crashing down on them, and the rest of the world says, "Dark, dark, dark, down, down, down." No, no, no. But if God's light shines through that darkness, how great is that light? The truth is that spiritual vigor comes through maturity, and that should be increasing as we age. You know, you might not be able to lift your hands or even your head anymore, but you can lift your heart up to praise of God, and He gives us supernatural power for that. We need to model the spiritual fact that we can be looking forward to growing old as opposed to merely getting old. Young people, if you're listening to me today, I encourage you. You need to find an oak. Adults need to get growing and become an oak. Don't think, "Well, it's all fine for me now, and everything's fine." You need to be there for somebody else. But let me tell you, even if you're not thinking that way, I got to tell you right straight up, you better learn to be an oak now, or the fire will die out when your health dies out. And your health is not what is supposed to fuel the fire for God. It's supposed to be your spirituality. But if you're not focused on that now, you won't be an oak. You won't even be a twig. You'll be a snapped dead branch. Dead weight. and wondering what you're doing there and thinking, why is God leaving me here? Instead of saying, I know why God's leaving me here, for His glory. And even if I can't speak out loud, even if I can't, you know, do a whole lot physically, I can still be a witness to the power of the cross, the resurrection, and the life of Jesus Christ in my life. I can be an oak. So, adults, you need to get growing and become an oak. Old folks, if you're hearing me today, you got to make sure you stay old oaks. How? By keeping other people lit. Keeping other people lit. Look to be doing that. We're like trees that are planted by the water, Psalm 1:3, Isaiah 61:3. And we need more oaks. We need to keep showing all our people the right path, that of growing older in God. In our church communities, let's surround our young ones with a real hope, not just saying, okay, woo, we're going to have all these programs, this, that, and the other thing, and then they have nothing to look forward to, and then they're seeing people in the church, and they just look dead. And I don't mean because they don't have physical life, because their physical life matches their spiritual life. Now, that's not everybody. And I think we need to celebrate the fact that there are people that aren't like that, that they are becoming oaks, that they are on fire for God. Even if they can't, again, raise their hands and raise their voice, raise their head, they can still raise the spirits of other people because their spirit is raised. They're an old oak. And I've got to tell you that when you're a dry tinder, anything else that it can be lit, you know, that's lit will light that can be lit, if I could say it that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're on fire for God as an old person, you will light the fire of younger people if they understand. We need to get this teaching out to people. We need in our church communities to surround our young ones with hope and not let them think, well, I'm just going to church because there's activities. And then they get in college and they think, well, there's really no college thing here. There's really no none of the music I like or anything like that. And they leave church because they were taught wrong in the first place. Because all we did was celebrate young people instead of celebrating old people. We need to celebrate old people. We need to look at the oaks and say, look at the mighty forest of God. Look at what He grows. Something that age cannot take away. We need to surround our young ones with hope. We need in each church and each individual to be growing so that we can have an avenue of oaks. An avenue of oaks. Heavenly Father, You are most gracious and kind to us, and You do give us more life as we look to You. Lord, we look to You today that we might find people that You've grown up and become oaks. And Lord, I just ask that You would help people out there to be looking to continue to grow and looking for people to mentor and for people looking for mentors. Lord, we celebrate those that You've brought along the path a long way. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, we need avenues of oaks. You need to go and go to a nursing home and get involved in that type of ministry and give them encouragement. Let them know. You'll find out very soon. They minister to you simply, easily as much as you minister to them. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you tomorrow again on the Voice of Vision broadcast. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God.